Hebrews chapter 12. Something about the blood. Very, very important. Relate this to the new covenant. You know, he's telling us in Hebrews 12 that we are to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross, Hebrews 12:2. And we must consider him when we are opposed by sinners. And then it talks about our attitude to sin. Verse 4, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. Jesus did it, but you haven't done it yet. So when Jesus shed his blood, it also symbolizes that he was refusing to sin. He said, if I have to shed my blood, I'll shed my blood, but I will not sin. That's the meaning of resisting, striving against sin to the point of shedding blood. He's saying, Jesus did it, but you haven't done it that far yet. So you see the covenant there, the new covenant is a covenant that teaches us to strive against sin to the point of shedding our blood. In other words, I'm willing to give up my life. Or in other words, I'd rather die than commit sin. That is the spirit of the new covenant. That's the meaning of this verse. He said, do you have that spirit? That's the spirit that Jesus had. And that's why you read in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was striving against what? Why was that big struggle going on in the Garden of Gethsemane where he was sweating, and it says his sweat was like great drops of blood? I've never heard of any human being who sweat like great drops of blood. It was such an intense struggle because he was striving against sin. What was the sin there? I don't want to drink the cup. Father, please take away this cup from me. He knew that was not the Father's will, and he was striving against it. What was the cup? The cup was that for 3 hours he would lose fellowship with the Father. Jesus was not striving against lusting with the eyes or getting angry and all. He finished with that ages ago. But this, which we will never face, that for 3 hours he would lose fellowship with the Father. And he was saying, Father, isn't there any other way? For all eternity, you and I have had fellowship. You mean I'm going to lose it? And if someone were to say to him, some angel, but Lord, it's only for 3 hours and then you'll come back into fellowship with the Father. But I don't want to lose it for 1 second. You know, the thing is, you and I don't appreciate fellowship with the Father sufficiently. I'll tell you that. That's why we sin so easily. I don't know whether you realize that if you have sinful anger, in that moment, you've lost fellowship with the Father. But we get angry so often, in a sinful way. And it doesn't bother us. We say, oh, well, I'm weak. In other words, yeah, I've lost fellowship with the Father for... And until you confess that and forsake it, and until you ask forgiveness from the person you hurt, you are not in fellowship with the Father. Jesus said that. I mean, you sinned against somebody and you come to offer your offering, your Father is not even going to listen to you. Do you know that every time you get angry, until you confess it and until you ask forgiveness in that person, your fellowship with the Father is broken? You can imagine, oh, I'm a Christian. My sins are all forgiven. You're deceiving yourself. And that's the reason why many, many believers, their lives are so shallow. There's only one reason why the lives of many believers are shallow, is because they don't take sin seriously. Sin breaks our fellowship with the Father completely. But we don't realize it because we live in such darkness that we are used to darkness and say, okay, you imagine it's light. There is no light there. You lust after a woman or you watch pornography and you don't repent deeply of it. At that moment, you know, when you're watching pornography, you're not in fellowship with the Father. You're in fellowship with the devil, whether you know it or not. It may be only a few minutes while you're watching it on the computer. The devil and you are having wonderful fellowship at that time. And your fellowship with the Father is gone. You're in pitch darkness. And then after it's over, you can repent and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, I did all that. And you come back, you can be restored. But you keep doing that. Your fellowship with the Father is like a thin string, easily broken. We don't value fellowship with the Father. And that's why we take sin so lightly. We say, oh well, I can always be forgiven. And that's why we never grow spiritually. Because fellowship with the Father has never been valued by us. But for Jesus, that was the most important thing in his life. That's why it says he strove against sin. That means strove against that break of fellowship with the Father to the point of shedding blood. Okay, if I have to die, all the blood from my body is drained out and I die, I'm ready to die. But I don't want fellowship with the Father to be broken. And I want to tell you something, dear brothers and sisters. If you want to have the attitude that Jesus had on earth, to walk as Jesus walked means not to do miracles and do the things he did, but to have the same attitude that Jesus had. And if you want to have that attitude, it means to say, I never want fellowship with the Father to be broken for a single moment in my life. I want to shrink away from it. As soon as I sense something, I'm being tempted, whatever sin it is, whether it's lusting after a woman, whether it's pornography, whether it's going to get angry now with somebody, or doing something unrighteous in money matters, or telling a false statement to get some benefit. And you know, if you're really sensitive, the Holy Spirit will say, I'm not going to stop you, but that's going to break your fellowship with the Father. You go ahead, get angry if you like. Go ahead. Whatever sin you want to commit, you commit. But your fellowship with the Father will be broken right now. You say, yeah, I want to do it. I want to enjoy this pleasure for a little while. Forget the fellowship with the Father. You keep doing that. After some time, as I said, fellowship with the Father is like a thin string when it should have been like a solid chain that bound you to him, unbreakable. So that's how it was with Jesus. He valued fellowship with the Father so much. And the more you value fellowship with the Father, the more you're becoming like Christ. And the more you will shrink from any little sin. One word, if it accidentally came out of your mouth, you will react and say, Lord, forgive me. And you will ask forgiveness from the person you hurt. Give me a few people like that. We can turn Bangalore upside down for the Lord. But if you have a half-hearted people who say, yeah, we know the truth and our church is better than other churches. We know about the new covenant. What do you know about the new covenant? The new covenant in his blood? Do you know the new covenant in his blood, which we partake of? So many people want to take part in the Lord's table every Sunday, but it's a ritual for them. It's not something that's meaningful. This is the new covenant. I'm striving against sin in my life, and I'm testifying to that by drinking this cup. I'm in the same spirit that Jesus had when he shed blood on the cross. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin.